We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, Jen Rich. It is 94 at WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning. Obviously, we gear up for a big one. The Eagles and Seattle. Wentz and Wilson. A lot to get into today as we talk about the Eagles and Seahawks coming game in 2 days. Of course, Flyers win last night. Sixers back at it tonight versus the Spurs. We'll see if Ben wants to shoot tonight. So we'll be all over all of it today with you on the phone lines at 888-729-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, pal.
Man, the calendar is flying by.
Totally.
It's almost December 12th. That's Icelandic Christmas. Icelandic Christmas is amazing stuff. There's 13 Santas.
Oh, wow.
They call them Yule Lads. 13 different Yule Lads. And you put a shoe out on your windowsill every night of 13 days.
Well, there you go.
To get that, you put your shoe out for them to put presents in it.
Okay.
And they're the names of the Yule Lads, I mean, of course, they're Icelandic, but they mean things like spoon licker, door sniffer.
All right.
Meat hook.
Okay.
Crazy stuff.
Can any of them play wide receiver for the Eagles? And they got a game coming up on Sunday.
Guarantee they're better at wide receiver than what we've got.
I mean, they're used to the
spoon
cold.
Spoon liquor is better in the red
All
zone.
All right, let's hit it here. 888-729-9494. This is a big one. You know, we knew this was a six-game stretch. This is finally the final game of the six games. They've kind of meandered. I don't want to say meandered, but they've up and down, right? 5-5. Not what was expected prior to the season. I know there's been a lot of doubt out there. There's been a lot of Wentz conversations. There's been a lot of everything. There's been some good. There's been some bad. There's no doubt they're 5-5 at this point, one game back at Dallas. John, despite all that's gone wrong, and I told you prior to last week, I thought in the two games combined they'd go 1-1, meaning New England and Seattle. This is a game that I just feel like inside me confident that the Eagles will win. Now, maybe it's hanging a hat on stuff.
That makes a lot of sense, well, Joe.
Okay. I mean, I can tell you all sorts of reasons. I can tell you about the defense.
You feel inside you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Tell me about the defense.
I mean, I'll just say this. As we sit here, and again, 888-729-9494, as we size up this game and assess it, and obviously want to hear from you on where you're at with it. It's a big game. You don't want to get to 5-6. 5-6 isn't doomsday. You got a shot to rattle off 5 in a row, and maybe they get that done, get to 10-6, win that Dallas game, and that gets them the division, although that's predicated on a team like Dallas losing to New England this weekend, which I will say, as an Eagles fan, I actually do not take for granted. I am a little bit concerned about that New England-Dallas game. Tom Brady, come on, help us out here. John, my thing is this.
I think it's very possible that New England loses.
Well, I think because we saw New England look shaky last week, it's more in our minds than
typical.
They're good,
not great.
But it's also still a 9-1 team. It's also still New England. It's also still Brady and Belichick. So chances are, I'm not going to go Johnny Mathis on you here, but chances are the New England Patriots will take care of business on Sunday versus the Dallas Cowboys, which means if they do, if the Eagles can beat Seattle back to a tie with 5 games to go, knowing that 4 of those games are against a cupcake, and the one hard game left, home versus Dallas,
Wait,
is home.
Hold on. That's why you think the Eagles are going to win?
No, I'm getting there. So my point is this. Why do I think the Eagles will win, John? The defense is better than you think. The defense has rounded into some shape. Are they phenomenal? No, of course not. They're not phenomenal. Cornerbacks, John, way better than what we saw in September and halfway through October. No question.
That says nothing.
No.
Way better than nothing is very little.
John, they've been decent. They've been all right.
They've been decent.
Pass
Come
rush.
On, man.
Pass.
And again, I understand. But my contention is that this is the game we get to actually evaluate our secondary.
Well, I think
the last three games, not great opportunity because of a variety of factors.
But you can't act like playing Tom Brady is a nothing. Like, I know
he's playing Tom Brady when he's got nothing is less than playing
Tom Brady
when he's got something.
It's real easy to just push that aside.
It's real easy to pretend the Eagles are good too.
But, John, you can't have it every which way. You can't say, oh, they face Josh Allen, that doesn't count. Oh, they faced Mitch Trubisky. That doesn't count. Oh, they faced Tom Brady. Yeah, that doesn't count. That's ridiculous.
John, listen, the pass rush doesn't count as much. You really think that Patriots team is a world beater?
I think they had Tom Brady play quarterback, and the Eagles defense held them to 17 points.
Why is it Tom Brady played quarterback? Guess how many other guys played in that game?
A whole bunch.
And it really does matter what they do.
Well, how do you explain
to make him good?
How do you explain the New England Patriots then being 9-1? Because I'll tell you this: I was proud of the Eagles' defensive effort last week, and it gives me great hope as we look ahead to 2 days from now.
How do I explain New England Patriots being 9-1?
Yeah,
because they out-scheme everybody.
So they find a way to win, and yet when the Eagles' defense holds them to 17 points, like no credit to the Eagles' defense. That doesn't make any sense to me. John, I'm trying to bring you
along.
Did
I say no credit to the Eagles' defense?
But you're giving them limited credit. I'm trying to explain to you that when they take the field versus Seattle.
Like I said, you'll see how good they are against Seattle. And then hopefully you don't try to figure out a way to justify, like say they're going to be good from here forward. Hopefully after this game, when Russell Wilson does whatever he wants against our secondary, you won't be able to find an excuse for why the secondary isn't good enough or why the defense isn't quite where it needs to be. Like, oh, they'll get better. Oh, well, you know what? It's an off week. Oh, they're building something special, and they just the newness of getting these guys back had an effect. I don't know what you're doing, Joe. You're not looking at the game. You're not watching the game with truthful eyes. You're being a fan. I don't blame you for that, but it is what it is, and I guess I'm just having to call you out for the truth.
Do whatever you want.
The truth of the matter is you somehow want to believe that this team is going to do the same thing they did the last couple of years, which is like ignite down the stretch because you think that's what we do. You think that's what we do because we have done it the last two years.
We have done it. That's true.
We were not in this sort of shape.
I don't know, man. They were in bad shape last year, John. They were 4-6.
Come on. I understand that.
They were in worse shape last year.
I understand all that.
That's true.
And I know that we had a better group of offensive, weapons to utilize. I know that I had a lot more faith in that staff then last year than I do in this staff now in terms of coaching staff, in terms of calling the right plays at the right time. I know that the cupboard's bare at this point on the offensive side of the ball. And on the defensive side of things, I know you think this defense is all the best thing since sliced bread now because they've played some patsies the last 3 weeks.
I think they're a lot better than you think they are, John.
Like I said,
a lot better.
When they don't play a patsy, you'll see.
So you're calling Tom Brady a patsy?
I'm calling that New England team Patriots team.
But they're 9-1. See, that's what I don't understand.
It's a fugazi Patriots team.
But then how are they 9-1, John?
Because they're good.
What? You can't say they're a patsy and then say they're good.
Yeah, you can. Everything's not black and white, Joe. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
I understand because you can't see in gradations of gray.
I'm trying to hear from you. I don't understand it, but I'll listen. I'm listening to it.
This Patriots team is nowhere close to the Patriots team that you've seen in recent years. You understand that,
right?
Do you agree?
I think they
look beatable. I mean, you said yourself you think the Dallas Cowboys could beat the Patriots because they're not that good, because they have real problems. They have, like, offensively speaking, their offensive line is bad. You know, in the trenches up front, their offensive line is bad. That means Tom Brady can't do what he wants to do, and he's got Julian Edelman, and then whom?
So do you put almost no stock in what the Eagles did last week defensively?
What they did last week, they lost
defensively.
No, I put very little stock in that. I put very little stock in the Bears game. I put very little stock in the Bills game, and I think that, like I said, this will show us what this defense is made of, and that's great. We'll get some clarity. And my belief is that when things look clearly, when we can see clearly and the dust settles at the end of this game, we'll see that the Seattle Seahawks are significantly better, even though they're coming back across the country and they're playing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which for them is, much earlier. Their internal clock, I think they might start slowly. I think the inevitable is that Russell Wilson and that offense get rolling, and there's no way you can stop this guy. You can do everything right, and we don't do everything right defensively. You can do everything right, and Russell Wilson will somehow figure out a way to eke past that first down marker. That's just what he does, and it's what he's done for the last 10 years. It's crazy to watch. He's crazy good. He's a fascinating player. He's a great leader. I really like Russell Wilson. Of all the guys out there, he is one of the very few, one of the two, that I would take over Carson Wentz as my quarterback if I had my druthers. So you saying that it's just a... We feel very differently about
this
game.
We do. Look,
I feel as though this might not even be close.
Wow. Well, look, the Eagles are favored. Look, we want to hear from you at 888-729-9494. Obviously, as we gear up for this game, Eagles and Seahawks, and it's a big one. Look, 5-6, I trade them off. If you tell me the Eagles lose to Seattle and beat Dallas, I'll take it. But frankly, obviously, we'd all rather they beat Seattle and then go play the rest of the schedule. I'll just say this. Again, 888-729-9494. What do you feel about this game up ahead? What do you say? Obviously, if you're heading down to what you want to hear from, you want to hear from your Eagles fans, want to hear from you. Here's the deal, John. Four reasons why they win. One, defense. Two, now you can laugh at me because I said it last week, but I'm going to say it again. Home field advantage. 23-8 in the last 3.5 years, home field advantage. I know they lost last week. Maybe some people aren't.
You were using that stat last week.
I understand that. And maybe some people aren't in the mood to hear it because they lost a home game last week.
You were using the same stat.
I'm with it. No, I wasn't using it.
You were saying that's why we're going to beat Tom Brady.
It wasn't the same stat. It was 23-7 last week.
Okay. Same concept.
Same concept. Now it's 23-8.
By the way, real quick, we forgot. I should have mentioned this last week. It's really 23-7 because one of those home losses was the Dallas game at the end of 2017 where they didn't try.
Well, it's actually then really 22-7 because they also beat a Dallas team in 2016 that didn't try.
Ah, good call.
So
so it evens out.
It evens out. All right, so
that sort of demonstrates that all these stats
it's pretty impressive. Look, here's the deal. This is my thing. I want to hear from everyone at 888-729-9494. And look, if you think I'm crazy, I'll take those calls. If you think I'm hanging my hat on stuff from the past and all that, we'll field those calls. But if you think John's off base here in doubting this group, and I personally do, we'll take those calls at 888-729-9494.
A huge problem is going to be that we can lose this game and still make the playoffs. I believe deep down, like you're saying in your bones, you believe in this defense.
I do.
I'm saying I don't think this Eagles team we've seen the last couple years doesn't really get into gear until there's no hope left, until there's just one little shred of possible like light at the end of the tunnel.
They demonstrated that last year. That's true.
Well, it feels like it, the year before too, because like when Carson went down, right, I thought it was done. So I and of course.
So you think they're not desperate enough? Is that
not
what you're saying?
We are not desperate enough.
That's interesting.
We don't believe. Yes, we don't believe it's all over if we don't win game,
John. It's an interesting
because
theory.
We will lose this game. And then we will beat the Dallas Cowboys, and we will make the playoffs.
Listen,
that's what I believe.
It's a viable possibility. I'll just say this, and again, 888-729-9494. Four reasons. Defense, home field, belief in Doug. You can tell me I'm nuts. I told you I'm riding with Doug until I see a full season that proves otherwise. And, John, you can laugh at me. You can say whatever you want, but I think there's a beating heart in there. It's gonna emerge. I think there's some people that think that heart isn't vibrant anymore, pumping blood. These guys, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Roddy McLeod, Malcolm Jenkins, whole bunch of guys, offensive line, Jason Kelce, Brandon Brooks, whole bunch of guys. Now look, we don't know if they're gonna have Lane Johnson. We don't know if they're gonna have Jason Peters. We assume
they're probably not gonna have Lane.
Probably not gonna have Jordan Howard. Probably
you
not gonna have
Jason
Alshon.
Jason Peters has the heart that you're talking about.
I'm just telling you, I think there's a heart amongst this team. Look, we'll get into it. 888-729-9494. The Eagles in Seattle. Maybe you can make the case it's not even a big game. I wouldn't go there because you don't want to have no margin for error, and they will have no margin for error if they lose this game. What do you see up ahead on Sunday?
That's what they need.
And please, someone talk some sense into John. Please, please, help me out here.
You know what? They need to lose this game in order to realize that they need to win.
All right. 888-729 on a Football Friday, 94-94.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.